Shalom, everyone. Good evening. Very happy to be here. I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Tucker, and all the board members. Well, there is nothing to share because it's not me. It's all about Him. So there is nothing to boast, nothing to say. But I really want to give a few updates here that God has laid in my heart. It was many, many years ago, and Zion has been visiting India and investing a lot. I happened to be in Bangalore once, and this bishop organized a pastor's conference, and I was teaching Journey of Israel. At the end of the seminar, and this bishop approached me and said, "My father, who gone to be with the Lord, and he gave me this book 15 years ago, and I never opened it." And he pulls out the book, and he just shows the book and say, "Is it the book you are talking about?" I said, "Yes." So it's like reconnecting. And we went to Arak Valley, that is in nearby Vizag, and there were about 30, 40 pastors. And we were after myself and there's another brother, Satish. So after, at the end of the meeting, and this pastor and his wife came and said, "Come, we want to show you something." And they took us to the back of the church. They have a bookstall, and they have all our Zion books in their bookstall. So we are able to see the fruit for what was sown long time ago. I think pastors remember Arak Valley. Pastor Bailey was there, I believe, and also, some other pastors were with him. So nothing was forgotten, and God remembers everything, and God is bringing to pass many things, and we are able to witness there. And I just want to encourage that nothing has gone in vain by God's grace. Amen? And I want to share a little update here. And before I share that, there's a verse I just want to read out from Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." Present every man perfect, not just leading them to Christ and leaving them at the gate of salvation, but presenting them perfect. That requires a lot of things, especially from a country and countries which we visit. Amen? There were many things they had to unlearn to learn the real thing. That requires a lot of humility, and God is doing certain things in the heart of every one of us to deal. I remember, for the first time when I was coming, I really would love to bring my son Daniel, who is 12 years old, and daughter Grace, 8, when they grow up. So we have got certain things that which we all follow, and the children are not allowed. But in India, it's not the problem with the little children. The problem is the matured people physically and having a lot of noise within the church. So not just in India, in many other places. So it's not just leading the people to the gate of salvation, but really bringing them and bringing to that maturity. And that requires, by God's grace, that we are reaching and we are touching those places which were already visited by our pastors. And last year, when I was here, and I gave the update that we had 5 schools. By God's grace, 107 students in 1 year time have completed the course. And there will be a graduation in October. Pastor Dan Karam will be there with us. And that is as far as India. In one of the Bible school, we have opened in Antarvedi. That is it's in Andhra Pradesh. We have all doctrines in that place. In one of those doctrines is You are not allowed to enter into the church if you have a mustache. So you have to really, men. I don't know where they picked it up from, but so. And you name it, they are there. You name the doctrine, every false thing, they are there. We really had resistance in really getting into that place, Antarvedi, because that place is called Little Kuwait, Little Dubai, Little Israel, because from every house, somebody will be working in overseas. For that reason, many preachers would love to do some work in that place, Antarvedi. But we got connected to someone in Israel, and they started the Bible school in Antarvedi. Amen? So God opened the door, and we have got 25 students, and by God's grace, these people will touch all those people, and we will have the great harvest in Antarvedi. Amen? And we all know that the scripture is very clear that when this lawyer, self-righteous lawyer, asked the Lord, what is the greatest commandment in the law? He said, your love with God and your love people. How you treat God, how you treat people. So people are important, not the things. We learned that. So we are reaching by God's grace. As I said, it's not with our own strength. By the grace of the Lord, people are important. Amen? People are important. I was praying last year, next time when I see you all, we want to take some fruit and show it to all to give glory to God, because we have been praying not just 1 year or 2 years, but for many, many years for India. Amen? And God opened the new door for us, and there's going to be a physical Bible school in Hyderabad, as you heard from our dear Pastor Prabhu and Pastor Rekha. So we are in 8 different places now with the Bible school. One is Khammam and Karimnagar and Antarvedi, Digamaru. And we have started 3 more Bible schools after September last year, which is Bhimavaram, Nalgonda, and Mahabubabad. So altogether, we are looking at 197 students are enrolled for the course. It's not about the number. It's all about how the Lord has led us to really reach these people. And many of them are pastors. Amen? Many of them are pastors. And as this continues, we are in Jerusalem, and by God's grace, God has opened the door to start the Bible training in Jerusalem last year. And in November, 33 students will be graduated. 33 students. Hallelujah. I was sharing in pastor's meet the other day. I was questioned 20 minutes to enter inside Jerusalem for the first time. They stopped me. They took me aside. Because Indian man and coming through another place and all that. So it was 20 minutes, they stopped me. After my 6th, 7th visit, here I go, last visit, we connected with a brother who was really touched by the word and the vision. He works within the Ben Gurion airport. Here he comes to the aircraft, not just to the waiting hall. He comes to the aircraft, and he takes me through the security check where there was a diplomats were there waiting. There were nobody else there, but there were few people. So I finished my immigration and everything in 5 minutes' time. Amen? Is it with our own strength? No. You all are praying. And that is something different which I have experienced. I never had that kind of a VIP treatment ever. So I felt to share it with you. With God, all things are possible. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. And by God's grace, the same man is planning to have an apartment for all the Zion teachers whenever the teachers come, so they can stay there. At the moment, we are renting the flats and apartments. So by God's grace, things are changing. Things are getting better. Amen? And we are still praying for England. At the moment, it is limited to seminars. But we are praying after October, we're going to restart the church there, and Bible school will continue. Amen? And UAE, we are praying for that. There has to be a revival there. But God has connected it with the right people, and Pastor Prabhu and Pastor Rekha, They are willing to really take the word and the books into UAE. So continue to remember the work there, because it's nothing to do with us or me or all the three members, their staff at Zion's office in India. It's the prayer and the seed that was sown many, many years ago. And we witnessed that. Amen. Thank you very much for praying and sending that God is doing a wonderful things there. And remember all these people, especially the place Antarvedi, where we touch all these different false preachers and false doctrines with the love of God. There are few people, they are turning back. Amen. God bless you and thank you.